You're welcome, Parshat Emor. Mishnah Chachma has a Yesod. It's, I think, one of the first ones we did at the beginning of the year regarding Purim Revu. We mentioned it. Regarding Yom Kippur, we mentioned it. His Yesod is that Hashem is Kulo Litova, and he's trying, the Torah and the Mitzvot are all good, as opposed to the ways of Avodah Zarah. Sometimes they demand really tough things of you, you know, to sacrifice your children and scar yourself and burn yourself. The ways of the Torah were never to harm you. So that's why in Purim Revu we discussed that it was a mitzvah on the men and women, because how could, rather than on the women, how could the Torah expect a woman to put herself in danger? Yom Kippur, how could it expect you to fast? So that you say, as a whole limud there, that it's the one exception, and beforehand you have a big mitzvah to eat, so that it's really limited. The rest of the fasts aren't oraita. So this is along those lines, but this is the other way, explaining one of the mitzvot. He uses his yesod that he has again throughout, so this is one of the times. And in this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of Otov Yet Beno, which is that we do not slaughter an animal and its child in the same day. That's cruel. So the pasuk tells us that when you do zevach, it's going to be l'ritzonchem, and etc. It says lo techalalu et shem kodshi. So the Meshech Chacham says, what's the idea behind all this? Avodah Zarah was for the whims of whoever it is that you're worshiping, whatever gods, lowercase g, whatever leader, deity that is in charge. So he wants you to give up your life for him. He wants you to burn your children for him. He wants you to scratch yourself, scar yourself. He wants you to take revenge or be cruel, all for his pleasures. So that's a Avodah Zarah. That's not a Kaddish Baruch Hu. A Kaddish Baruch Hu, but Or Torah, that was the way the world was until Hashem gave the Torah. All the various religions, and there existed many, you know, idol worshippers back then. So the way they served their idols, none of those were the way of the Torah. The way of the Torah, when Hashem gives us the mitzvot, asher tziva mi, mitzvot the Yisrael, the toal yutam, it's to help them. It's to make the world better, not to make him better. Kim tzadakta mati telo. Hashem gives us these mitzvot as a tzedakah. He wants chemla and chanina al nefesh ha'adam. He's not looking to hurt us or harm us. Everything is for our benefit. And therefore, he has a list here as examples. The Kohen, we have a mitzvah, the Kaddish, the Kohen. The Levi, we have a mitzvah, the Sameachim, meaning, it's not our job to make the Levi happy, but meaning, what does it mean, the Sameach, the Levi? That when we're happy, so we shouldn't forget those who don't have money. The Levi doesn't have money because he doesn't have land to work. So we shouldn't forget the Gera, the Yatom, the Levi, etc. So we need to make sure he has his Yisrael, the Chonon Obahono. We're supposed to spread our wealth. Bali Macher Le'Evin. We're not supposed to let a person be sold as a slave. That's really a last resort. And if he does get sold, so then you're not supposed to work him too hard. Loter but. We have a Ger Toshav. It's our mitzvah lachyota to make sure he has his needs taken care of. The Eved Kenani Shalola Vaisho. We're not supposed to, even though he's a slave, we're still supposed to be treating him better. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal used to talk about when people always the Q&As, people always ask about, you know, slavery and the Torah. So he used to say, the Torah tells us that we are supposed to be more moral and better than everyone else. He said, therefore, that the Torah in our modern society does not condone slavery. In a society where slavery is not condoned, the Torah doesn't condone it, because the Torah is always going to make us more moral. The Torah is saying, in a society where you had slavery, so we had to treat our slaves better, almost like masters. So I'm not putting those words in the Meshech Chachma's mouth. But the Meshech Chachma is saying that there's a mitzvah. Well, the Vayish, the Eved Kenani, the Eved Lotir Debo Befarech, we have of the Eved Ivri. Behema, Tzar Balei Chaim, don't hurt the animals. And if we do eat the animals, so even that, we're not going to do it without a little bit of compassion. Meaning, we're going to shecht it, not to have Eved Menachai. We're going to try to shecht it in a humane way, a way that we think limits its pain as much as possible. Okay, it's going to die. You can't escape that. when you work the animal, you're not going to muzzle it. You're going to let it eat from the field that it's working in. And you still have to, you have to let your animals rest and your eved rest, just like you rest every 7 days. You need a rest. Your animals need a rest. Pikuach nefesh is dochet kol haTorah. We don't say, oh, you're sick and this thing's going to save your life, but it's not kosher. No, you do it. Hakitzur kol haTorah umitzvotah morim chemla chanina chesed. All the mitzvos, they're showing you compassion, sympathy, empathy, kindness, drachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is the way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Torah tells us about Otov Epeno, and then it says, Ki tizbechu zevach toda l'Hashem l'rtzonchem tizbechu. What is this? Which animal, Hashem says, bring sacrifices. Which animals are you supposed to bring? You bring from domesticated animals, animals that you have around. He didn't say, go to the forest and find a lion, you know, and make sure to bring him back alive. That would be, cruel to make you do that. He's saying, take a lamb, lamb for the slaughter is a phrase. Like, you have a sheep sitting there. That's what it's for. We also don't take an animal who's less than 7 days old. Okay, that's not fair to its parents. He's chamal gamal on nefesh behemi, and then Meshech Chachma says in parentheses, by the way, this is above the logic of the philosophers, I guess, that he knew of, that they couldn't fathom this idea. And so too, not to shecht otove beno in one day. And he says that's the message of this mitzvah, otove beno. And he compares Hashem, who the Pasuk Midrash Rabbah cites, Yodeh Tzadik Nefesh Mem Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us not to do Otov Epeno. On the other hand, like a Rasha, like Haman, just says, Lashmi, Larog, Lave, just get them all, destroy them all, kill them all. Because Hashem has no benefit from a sacrifice, doesn't want a korban, he wants Asiyat Chesed and Lechem Midrachav. So he might tell us to bring sacrifices to teach us to do avoda, to worship Him, to teach us about what all our money should be for, and avodas Hashem, etc. But it's not in any way because He needs this death, and He enjoys this sacrifice. And therefore, this idea of being aware of the cruelty of others is part of the idea of lo techalalu et shem kodshi, to avoid the chil Hashem, because Hashem wants us all to live and survive, and there might be times where those, chas shalom, are expecting us to give our lives, and we're ready to give our lives to Kodesh Baruch Hu only in that time. But the chil Hashem comes from those who think that's what Hashem really wants. Rav Amital used to talk about, something people don't realize. When we see suicide bombers, so we think, oh, that's terrible, and it is terrible. Rav Amital used to point out something terrible that people don't always realize. He used to say it's a chil Hashem. Chil Hashem, it's not Jews doing it, so don't think of Chil Hashem. Think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reputation in the world. It's not only Jews. People are out there thinking that God wants them to go out and kill as many people as possible in His name. People are committing acts of murder, homicide, as wantonly, just killing lots of people, cruelly. Innocent civilians, children, all in the name of God. What kind of greater Chil Hashem is there than that? Than people corrupting God to the point that the message people are getting about God is that He wants sacrifice. So we're talking about the message of the people telling these people to be suicide bombers, and the suicide bombers themselves doing the name of God. That itself is a Chil Hashem. So the Meshech Chachma says that also. It's a Chil Hashem to think that God would ever want anything cruel. God doesn't want you to hurt yourself, let alone kill yourself or kill others. God goes, Hashem goes out of his way in all these mitzvot, whatever mitzvot we have, with the animals, with people, with avadim, all the mitzvot go out of their way to show you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about chema and chanina, compassion, pity, empathy, sympathy, helping others, acts of kindness. And that's a message for all of us, because we all know that there's a mitzvah of Alachter Bedrachav. We're supposed to be trying to emulate and follow God's path. So following his path is that we should also be taking the cue from these mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. So by doing these mitzvahs and more, we should try to emulate his ways of kindness and compassion. Shkayach.